This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news and commentary for today, October 13th, 2022. Simon James and I have switched schedules. I'll be producing the Thursday news, and Simon will move to Friday. There are some dire climate conditions affecting change up and down the West Coast. So far, coastal Washington hasn't experienced a major blow, but in Alaska, officials have canceled the fall Bristol Bay Red King crab harvest, and in a first-ever move, also scuttled the winter harvest of smaller snow crab. And the most severe drought in the American West since the 19th century is now in its 23rd year. The biggest reservoirs have fallen to record lows, while whole neighborhoods have lost their water supply as wells have gone dry. States along the dwindling Colorado River are negotiating water cuts that could bring dramatic disruptions to some of the country's most important agricultural belts. Here in Washington, westerly airflow has brought smoke to the coast, but the good news is that fewer acres in Washington have burned so far this year than in the previous 10 years. Hillary Frantz, Commissioner of Public Lands, explained that modernized fire equipment, quick responses to fire starts, and increasing forest health programs made for a less catastrophic fire season. Two large wildfires, the Bolt Creek fire near Skycomish that is bringing smoke here, and the Goat Rocks fire near Packwood, continue to burn as firefighting crews await season-ending precipitation. The Fort Worden Public Development Authority, the FWPDA, Lifelong Learning Center, is seeking two individuals to serve three-year terms as members of its seven-person board of directors. Those who have a background in facilities, infrastructure, and capital financing are especially encouraged to apply. Since the fort represents a statewide interest, local residency is not required. If you are interested in being part of managing the stewardship of this national treasure, you are directed to online application information that can be found on KPTZ's local news report or at the Fort Worden Public Development website. The Port of Port Townsend is hoping to become a support for county agriculture. Commissioners have signed a letter of intent with Roger and Sandy Short to purchase the 253-acre cattle farm in Chimicum Valley. The agreement gives the port 4 months to negotiate terms and prices while the farm is kept off the market. The Leader reports that although the port cannot operate a farm, it has a historic mission to support agriculture. There are several possible roles for a public agency. The port could build a processing facility, a storage facility, or a depot for shared equipment or compost. The purchase is also a way to hold on to the property, which cannot be divided, until a local farming group could raise enough money to buy it in years to come. The threat of nuclear war has risen sharply in recent months, and a coalition of nearly 100 organizations has come together to educate the public and call on elected officials to de-escalate tensions between the nuclear superpowers. If you want to make your voice heard, a rally is planned from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow in Tacoma at the Commerce Building. That's at 950 Pacific Avenue, where the offices of Senators Murray and Cantwell and Representative Derek Kilmer are located. Carpool from the Park and Ride in Port Townsend tomorrow, Friday, October 14th, leaving at 8:30 a.m. For more information, contact Doug Milholland at 360-774-2949. And here's a reminder. This Saturday and every third Saturday of each month, you can take clean plastic containers, number 2, 4, and 5, to the food co-op between 2 and 4 p.m. for recycling into useful merchandise at a facility near the airport. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday and on Saturday. You can reach us at news@kptz.org. I'm Ann Katzenbach. Thanks for listening.